Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another show of Uncensored. I'm Marianne, your host from Yachts Mermaids. And today we have again with us, thank you, Dean, for being here today. Dean is a former yachtie, now transformational coach. And today he reached out to me because he wanted to talk about the inevitable, part of yachting, leaving the industry. At some point, you have to leave. Like, it's just what's going to happen. So let's talk about exit strategies within the yachting industry. So when I say exit strategy, what comes up for you, Dean?
First and foremost, thanks for having me back. It's a delight to be back. So yeah, exit strategy. What comes up for me is the idea that you've been working a couple seasons, maybe longer. You've got that nice pot in the bank that you've saved up over time, and then it comes to the crunch time where you get in a position where you think about leaving, but there's something holding you back. That could be the fear of unknown, the fear of rejection, the fear of moving away into a different industry. Am my skills transferable? What if no one on land takes me back? That kind of mindset. So that's what I'm here to talk about today.
Interesting, because I myself have exit yachting after 15 years. And, you know, it was a big transition for me. I feel that especially when you do yachting for long, long periods of time, and I'm not talking a season or two, I'm talking years of yachting, like a career in the yachting industry, is a marriage. Like for me, leaving yachting behind was a divorce. And it was one that I was holding on to very, very dearly, because it gave me so much that it was, you know, there was, you know, when you talk about, a lot of us think the golden handcuffs, right? This is why people don't leave yachting. And yes, it is true for some people, the money keeps them coming back. But I don't feel like that is it. You know, there's so much to this whole scenario. And for me, to be honest, like, you know, a lot of people tell you to exit the yachting, it's like, save, you'll be able to go. It's not true. I saved, and I still was coming back. And it wasn't the money that kept bringing me back. You know, there was so much to it, to be honest. But there were many lessons that I still needed to learn for myself, that yachting was the platform that was rapidly giving it to me, you know, because for me, like, yachting is a platform that really helps you grow if you allow yourself to do so, right? Another thing was the fact that when, you know, not knowing what I wanted to do after yachting, right? Because you're doing this for so long, you're kind of like, oh, what am I going to do? But then for me, it was bullshit. I already knew what I wanted to do. But I was still coming back to it. And I already started to do the other thing, right? My other business, which wasn't Yachts Mermaids at the time. So I was still doing that side business. I was still coming back to yachting. And I recently just went back to do a freelance trip for a friend, because, by the way, this is another show we need to talk about. There's no crew. What's happening? And it was really interesting because I got to see a lot of different perspectives of why people are still on board. So I was with people that been on the same boat for 11, 8 years, wanting to leave, yet not leaving. Then I had people that been in the industry for 10 years, the same thing, wanting to leave, not leaving, freelancing, but ended up being really more like a perm, if you know, in a sense, because they were still there. And then there was like the newbies that were kind of like, thinking, I want to do yachting for 2 years. And then, you know, I have a plan, blah, 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 right? So, yeah, it was interesting to see all of it at the same place, you know? And I think the common theme that I saw is that underneath all of it, yachting has a sense of security for each of us, right? It's something you know how to do. It's something you can do blindfolded. You know, you're comfortable. There's that comfort zone, even though it's super uncomfortable because you don't want to be there anymore. But your comfort, you know, in the sense that you already know what to expect, what's next. You know, there's not that unknown factor, if you might call it something. And then it's everybody has a dream. Everybody has a vision. Everybody had that. Everybody knew what they wanted to do, but yet they were not doing it, right? Some people say, oh, I need more money. Other people were putting actually their dreams, other people's dreams, like their partner's dreams before theirs. So they were just taking the, you know, continuing to you adding. And other people said, oh, I just want this to be my last boat. So I'm just going to ride it until the end. You know, there was a lot of different excuses at the end of the day. So for me, all of them had money. Nobody had money issues, you know? So it was like, okay, well, these people are not really here because they need the money. They're here because, like you said, something is blocking them, right? Something is stopping them from achieving what they actually truly want to achieve, which, you know, it's no longer being in the yachting industry, but doing something else. So, yeah, I don't know what comes up for you when I say all this.
Yeah, I think you're right, because for most people, the money is very good. That you know, they're earning good money, tips, savings. So yeah, I feel that that's kind of maybe something to hide behind, you know, that idea of more money will equal more opportunity, when actually it's just going into the bank or being spent elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So I actually think a lot of that, what came up for me when you was talking, was the idea of imperfect action. I think there's a lot of this waiting for the perfect moment, waiting for the perfect time, waiting for the perfect boat to come along or job opportunity. And what people do is they're waiting for a tomorrow that never comes. Yeah. They're just waiting and waiting. And I feel that maybe perfectionism comes into that. They're waiting for the right circumstances, the right timing. But also as well, I think you've hit the nail on the head, that feeling of comfort zone. You know, mm-hmm. They know where they are. Maybe the hours are super long. You know, they're exhausted, they're tired, they're mentally drained, but they know where they are with it. They know what to expect. They know kind of the similar itinerary, the crew members, they kind of know it. And maybe for them, it means a quieter winter where they can chill out a bit. And the summer is their time where they, you know, all hands on deck, you know, all hands to the pump. So I think it's a combination, but I do feel that the money aspect is great to build that platform that you talk of. But it's almost like, well, okay, so I've got so much in the bank. What do I do with it?
Right.
And I think that goes on to the next question.
I think, you know, when you're talking, and this is my story, you know, and I'm going to get real and personal here, you know, 14 years of yachting, you know, obviously you make money and you also, like you said, you spend money. And I, you know, I travel, I lived in different countries. I did whatever the fuck I wanted, you know, I lived the life. And every single time my bank was like, top, you know, I was like, I can go. I would never go. I would always come back. So for me, it was like, okay, obviously having money is not, and you know, it's not the thing I need to leave, right? There is something else for me to leave, right? So, and for me, I think personally was learning a lot more that I needed to do within myself, within the industry, using it as a mirror. That's definitely something that has happened for me. Also, there were hidden opportunities that I didn't know at the time. And this is why the universe kept me there for a certain amount of time. But more importantly, the day I actually decided, this is it, I'm not coming back, it was the moment that I had no money in my bank account. I had very little money in my bank account. I had enough to pay my bills for a few months. And I was like, seriously, Marian, now that you don't have, you know, the money, you're going to go. Like, what the fuck, right? And I said, maybe this is my lesson. Maybe this is truly what I need to do, you know? So for me, that's what I needed. I needed to not be in the comfort zone of having financial security to do the jump, because I needed to be put in a place where I really, truly needed to trust the unknown, and not be safe because safety wouldn't allow me to do that trusting process, right? Sure. So 2019, I think I had like, I don't know, less than 10 grand in my bank account. And I was like, you know, I don't know how the fuck this is going to work out, but I'm going to do it. And I got so many phone calls because it was like this, the winter season. Hey, do you want to come do my vacation times? Hey, and I was like, and like good money. I was like, nope, nope, nope. And I was like thinking in the back of my head, I was like, are you crazy? Like, are you loca, Maria? And I was like, no, this is it. Like, this is, there was this pool of like, this is what you need to go through in order to exit this previous career, right? And I did, and it has been amazing. And I have had more, I have made more money doing what I love than what I've been doing in yachting, you know, and working less time, having less stress, you know, the whole thing. But I wasn't yet ready to, like I said, it was a marriage at the same time, you know? And one of the things that I had to work on was I did an exercise with a coach where we look at what I, in yachting, right? In my yachting career, what I wanted to leave with it, like what I wanted to leave behind with it, what I wanted to take with me. And it was really important because I, you know, unconsciously I thought, okay, when I leave, whoever I was as a chief steward, as a stewardess, as a seafarer, that stays behind. And it's not true. There's certain things of that life you do have to take with you because are crucial for your next step. So I think this was one of the biggest exercises for me because when I realized, okay, this part I'm happy to leave behind. And when I realized one of the things that I really wanted, that I realized I didn't know I needed, you know, but that I was leaving behind. And I, in that moment, in that exercise, I took it back. It was like such an empowerment. And it was the one thing that has allowed me to be my own boss. And without that, I wouldn't have been able, you know? So it was like this deeper process into like really shifting from one career to another. Like there's so much to it. It's just not just like leave it behind or whatever, especially if you've been in yachting for so long. It's like I said, it's a marriage. You become yachting. Like yachting is not something that you do, it's something that you are, you know, that's the thing. So, you know, if you do one season, two things, that may be different. People can just walk away like this because they're not really enmeshed with it. But I was like super, super strongly bonded to it. So for me, leaving, and I, the way I see it is not like, you know, I used to see it like I have to leave and never come back. Why? You know, like, why does it have to be black and white? You know, the minute I took out that it was like, you know what? Yachting has been part of my career and yachting can be part of my life if I want it to be. And it doesn't have to be me as a seafarer. It can be from many different aspects, like what I'm doing right now. This is being part of yachting. You know, for me, I'm serving in a different form and shape to the yachting community. So it was like, you know, it was a massive transition to be able to get out of the industry because it wasn't just pack your shit and go. It wasn't like that for me. And it wasn't the money and it wasn't the golden handcuffs. It was deeper than that. It was truly understanding what yachting has given me, honor it, and then take from it what I truly needed for my next move, you know? That's my story, you know? And I mean, there's more to it, but in a nutshell, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I say to people, whatever industry you're in or whatever place you've been, you know, take what serves you and ditch the rest, you know, because what serves you is going to take on and transferable skills, you know, as a chief stew, you know, team management, communication, all these types of things. You know, they work in all jobs, in all aspects.
Exactly.
But what was interesting when you was talking is that you didn't use the word, but it's a identity. You've embodied this person.
But when you say identity, what do you mean?